No pressure at all. I mean, I'm just still going to go out and play and, you know, do all my workouts, you know, the same. Just try to compete. You know, when it comes down to it, projections don't really matter. What matters is what happens on draft day. And, you know, until then, just working out and trying to get better each day.
Can you talk about your leadership on the field and how you in the locker
room? I definitely try to be a leader, you know, as a, especially, you know, coming from SC, you know, I've been an older guy. And I've been a chance to experience great leaders like Lofa Tatupu. And I just try to model myself after the great players like him and Grudegood.
What made you decide to stay in school another year?
You know, living in Southern California doesn't make it too hard, but it's you know, a chance to get a degree. A big thing for me was we have All American lists on the wall, and you know, I definitely wanted to make that, and you know, that was big for me. That's a big tradition. You know, got great linebackers have worn it and have made it proud, and I was honored to have it, and try to do my best to live up to it.
Any of those 55s ever say?
I talked to Willie McGinnis a lot. He's a great guy, you know. Before the season, gave me some pointers, and you know, it's just calls me and check up on me. So you know, it's a great little club, little fraternity we have at with number 55.
How well do you know Junior?
I don't really know Junior that well. I've only really met him once, you know, at a game, but I've talked with Chris and Willie more so.
Than, I was playing for Pete Carroll and his NFL background.
I think so, definitely. You know, playing NFL style offense, it just makes it NFL style defense, you know, it makes it a little bit easier to make the transition, I hope, and I would think. You know, we run a lot of different schemes and a lot of similar schemes that they would run at the next level, so I think that's prepared us pretty well.
Where do you see yourself playing at the next level?
You know, at the Senior Bowl, I kind of played all three positions, so I think I can play all three, whatever I'm needed at. I'm sorry. I measured in a day at 6:02:2, 2:41. Working out last week, I kind of sprained my ankle, so I won't be running. However, I'll be benching, and we'll do the rest of my workout April 2nd at Pro Day at SC. I'm with the Athletes First.
Do you have a spouse
as much? Which teams have shown? Sorry. I haven't talked to the Dolphins. I talked to him once during the Senior Bowl week, but other than that, no, I haven't.
Yeah.
I've had meetings and everything like that, but I mean, who knows? You know, it's I guess the draft is kind of like playing cards. Everybody's got their hands folded, got their poker faces on. So who knows? It was different, you know. My parents were divorced, so it kind of made it a little bit easier. I've kind of been independent for a while, you know, been able to kind of raise myself a little bit. So it made that transition a lot easier. And then when you got a great program like SC, they make a family-like atmosphere, and they make you feel at home. So it wasn't too bad. I miss Orlando, but you know, I don't miss the 5 o'clock the 5 o'clock showers every day in the summer and the humidity. So. Yeah, I got worse traffic.
Talking to her a little earlier with the Thomas, he was saying you have a mantra about respect. Can you talk a little bit about that, what the mantra is and what's behind it?
Yeah, definitely. Going into my junior year, we Ronnie Locke spoke to us, you know, as a defense, and you know, was asking, you know, asking us about what we loved about the game. And one thing he touched on that I've kind of picked up and used as my own thing is respect. Every time he stepped on the field, he wanted to get respect. And, you know, I feel that way as well. And I feel, you know, that's the reason why I love playing this game. You know, as my older brothers played, you know, I wanted to get their respect. And, you know, that's why I play the game. And now, whenever I step on the field, I just want to gain the respect of the guy I'm playing against. You know, every play, I just want to gain their respect.
The other guys.
Yeah, before the games, you know, we get together and we come out early and we talk about it, and you know, we just kind of talk about getting the respect at the game. You know, before the game, before we go in, and we know what we got to do, you know, to make plays and capture that respect.
What do you see
yourself
doing draft day?
I'm not sure. I'm still in school, so I kind of I might be studying for a final or something. I don't know.
What are you studying?
I'm studying public policy development, which is kind of like real estate. and stuff. Yeah.
Have you just been training with Chris Carlisle and the SC guys this whole time? Or
have you been? I was out of Velocity in Orange County for a little bit. Now I'm back at SC trying to finish up school. A little bit. I mean, the ankle's been great. You know, it's just been, you know, it's kind of a freak accident, so it's not that big of a deal, I don't think.
Which ankle was it?
The left one I hurt during the season, and this last week I hurt my right one.
What kind was freaking
about it? It was just the wet grass and just twisted. It wasn't like like it would have happened normally if the grass wasn't too wet and stuff like that.
When you played all three linebacker positions at Senior Bowl, did you have a favorite?
I played Sam. I like Sam a lot. But as a favorite, no, I think I had the most reps at Sam, but I played all three, so Sam would probably be the one I like the most because I had the most reps there.
What do you think the biggest obstacle you have making the jump to the next level? Is there something that you know I'm going to have to work on this?
I mean, it's just game change speed. Just got to work on, you know, just being seen, not heard, and you know, just working hard. I mean, I don't think it should be too much other than just working hard and learning my plays. You know, if I was going to take off this spring semester, I should have just left last year. You know, if I'm going to come back for my senior year, it's going to be to get a degree, and that's why I'm still around. I'm taking two classes right now, and I'll have one math, and I'll be finished my degree. I was the number one linebacker coming out of high school, and you know, they offered it to me, and you know, I just tried to live up to it. I mean, I would think so. It was kind of a club of guys, and when I got it, they sent it around to the other linebackers, all the 55s, and let them know that a new person is going to be wearing it because it hadn't been worn in a few years. So. I don't know. Hopefully, it's not for a couple of years. Yeah. Yeah, Raver's doing a great job. I mean, he's making his own legacy with 58. Him and Lofa. Yeah, definitely. I think there is on and off the field to be, you know, be a leader, make plays on the field, and just try to dominate.
Last couple of years, in the draft, the USC guys, you think Bush, you think Weiner, the bigger names have been offensive guys. It's nice to have them flip a little bit with you and Cedric being pretty high picks.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, my sophomore year, me and Cedric's sophomore year, man, that's all you heard was how good the SC offense was with Leonard and Bush, and they were, and they deserved that. But, you know, now it's our chance to get our little bit of shine.
Any of the other 55s contact you?
I talked to Willie McGinnis and Chris Claiborne. Willie most out of anybody.
What did
he say? Just talks to me about you know, just living up to the number, and you know, just how to go about. He talked to me a lot about how about going about my senior season, and then just checks in on me, and, you know, make sure staying up on P's and Q's and everything like that. So.
Put it on. Were you nervous?
I mean, coming from Florida, I mean, you don't really get to watch the games, and you don't really know that much about it. But after a while, you kind of develop a sense of, you know, how important it is, and how important it is to practice hard every day, and you know, work hard in the weight room, because the number means so much; it's bigger than you. So, I mean, a little bit, and then not so much, but you know, a little bit. I didn't understand the importance of it as I do now, and I have in recent years. I think it's a bigger burden being team captain. I think that's something that your peers elect you to be, and they're expecting a certain amount of responsibility out of you, and in to lead them. You know, so I think it's a lot of pressure to be a captain, and enjoy it. I consider University of Florida a lot. You know, I actually talked to Coach Zook so like 2 a.m. the night before signing day. So, yeah. I mean, I went to Southern Cal. I just had a better feel from, you know, the players and the coaches, and I was just ready for that jump. Oh no, not at all. I mean, the program is going to be great. We still have great coaches, and I don't think that's going to do anything to our program.
Mm-hmm.
Me. Yeah, definitely. I think so. You know, Coach Norton did a great job of moving me around in spring practices and allowing me the opportunity to become a versatile linebacker. So he's done a great job with that. Yeah, definitely. Wearing the 55 has made it. You know, has brought us together, and I'm fortunate to have an all-pro, great football player like him. To give me a call and check in on me. So. No. Yeah, my dad and my brother are back in Orlando, so. Yeah. Yep.
There's 13 Trojans here. Is it nice to have that extra support group and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you're here, you kind of flock to guys you know. I mean, you know a few guys from high school All-American games and, a little All-American teams here and there, but it's great to have a guy that's been in your linebacker room for 4 years, a guy you hang out with, to come and talk to about what's going on and, to kind of guide each other through the process.
You think that gives you guys an advantage?
I think it gives me an advantage, but I can't speak for the rest of them. Yeah, definitely. I think that's every linebacker here's goal is to be the first linebacker picked. That's definitely mine. And just compete at the highest level, do my best. I guess kind of going into ending off my junior year, kind of felt like it could have been, depending on how things went. And we have an NFL liaison that kind of worked with us, and he was like, if you do well next year, you could definitely increase and it'd for sure be a first round pick. So I guess around that time. Yeah. Definitely. Coach Norton did a great job of, just coaching me up and teaching me the game as a player and as a player thinking and just studying film and everything like that. Just taught me how to do it the correct way.
Two more questions. Yeah. You feel that your impact here, that teams that have talked to you so far, they've been impressed with what you've done in college? What kind of feedback have you given?
I haven't met with anybody here. I met at Senior Bowl, but haven't met with anybody here. As far as impact at my school, it's just mostly been talking about your background kind of things, and then getting on the board, maybe drawing some of your basic defenses up. Yeah, just high school, no college. No. He played at Temple High School. No, he's older. He's 27. Yeah.